Hey, give a fat guy a break here. It is about almost 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I'm joined in the studio by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. Good morning, young man.
Good morning.
And you've got a verse of the day for us.
Yes, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. Just part of the verse is what I'm going to read. It says, "The memory of the just is blessed." So on this Memorial Day, the memory of the just is blessed.
I was mentioning this several times toward the end of the week. I think we tend to give short shrift to what Memorial Day is all about. We all like the fact that there's a day off and we're going to be out grilling steaks and brats and burgers and stuff like that. But I do think we all need to just take a few minutes to think about what the... And it's not to honor all veterans. That's Veterans Day.
That's right.
That's what Veterans Day is for. Today is the day to give thoughts to the people who actually laid down their lives in the ultimate sacrifice to keep us free. And we need to keep that in mind as we go through the day today.
I saw a cartoon that said, talking about the rising prices, and they had in the background all of these graves of veterans. And it said, you know, the price of freedom is really high, too.
Yes.
You know.
It ain't getting any lower. There's no discount bargain basement there.
No.
All right. Let's just say this is the first time you and I are meeting. Okay. We've known each other for about a month and a half now. Getting close to 2 months pretty soon here. And I have a basic concept, grasp of the concept of insurance and financial planning. But I don't know you. Tell me what it is about Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC, that sets you above and beyond the others.
Okay, okay. So on a basic level, what we do is we help people at the stage of life from when they're approaching retirement. And, you know, when you're working all those years, you have a HR person, human resources.
If you're in a large enough company.
That's right. That's right. you have a HR person who handles everything. They handle your 401k, your health, vision, dental, all of the above, disability, life insurance, everything. And every year you might review your coverages, you might tweak them, change them, increase or lower. And they're there in those working years. But when you get to retirement and that HR person or whoever shows you to the door and you leave that factory, that workplace for the last time, the HR person stays behind.
That's right.
And they keep helping their existing people. But the people that they hand off, that leave, there's no HR person out in the world.
Yep, you're kind of out there on your own now.
That's right. Now, sometimes HR has a bad rap or people say, HR did this or did that. But I'm talking about the ideal version of HR that's doing their job in a desirable way. And so you as a retiree go out there to retirement having never really had to handle any of these benefits, your health insurance, your income, 401k, all that management with all these little benefits, dental and vision, and all this stuff.
You've been shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone for 50 years at this point, and you've had HR professionals to deal with all that stuff. Now all of a sudden, here you are, on your recliner watching The Price is Right and wondering, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah. And so, we consider ourselves your next HR person, that person who can help you maximize and have a professional view and look at your existing situation, what you have available to you, whether what healthcare benefits you have, your income options for your retirement, the other little benefits. I say little. I think of dental and vision as little benefits comparatively. All those whole host of benefits that you had while you're employed probably have a counterpart in retirement. And what sets us apart, you ask what sets us apart, is that we are a holistic as far as handling all of those things.
Right.
Now, there's some people that are just Medicare only people. and, oh, I'll help you with the Medicare. Comes to anything else, you have to go find somebody down the road to help you with that.
Not my job.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We look at your overall experience of retirement, and we try to put you in the best possible position to enjoy retirement the most ways possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you find yourself in that situation. I think maybe the hardest thing right off the bat is knowing what you don't know.
Yeah.
How does the person who's a freshly retired person realize that there are some things you need to know that you don't even know you need to know?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at
all. Yeah, right, right. Well, the HR person, a good one, was doing their job in such a way
they'll have you a little bit prepared when you're going out the door.
Well, actually, you might not even know all that they were doing,
mm-hmm.
all that they were taking care of. You know, you might not be aware of that when you go into retirement. Like, oh, I had all these things going on. I didn't even really think about them. Now I have to think about mm-hmm. them. And so I tell people that our business is 99% trust and 1% paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's easier to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there needs to be trust.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be trust. As far as saying, hey, here's where I'm at. I just retired, or I'm approaching retirement, and I need some guidance here. And there's a level of trust there in saying that. We recognize that. And our goal is to earn your trust. And if we don't have trust, we don't have anything.
Well, how does a company like Skank Insurance LLC get that message across? Because if I'm a cynic and I'm sitting home listening to this right now, I'm thinking, well, there's Charles Skank telling me I should trust him, but why should I really? Is there like a word of mouth situation? Is there a rating service? How do I know? Other than I would never steer anybody wrong, but how do you know, as listening at home right now, that you know, Charles Skank and your company can be trusted?
That's a good question. My dad started this business in 1978,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't mean you should trust us, by
the way.
Well, yeah. But he's been doing this for a long time. I joined him 10 years ago in June,
mm-hmm.
so just 10th anniversary is right here. And your reputation, especially in a small community like this, is all you have.
Right.
If you don't have your reputation, a good reputation, then you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so our reputation is our utmost concern and our utmost desires to maintain that and to improve that. And so there's all kinds of people out there over the phone and on TV that have very little concern about their reputation.
Right, because they're dealing in volume. They're,
yeah.
You know, getting thousands.
50 states.
Exactly. Thousands and thousands of people. And if you end up stiffing a few of them, well, what are they going to do?
Right, know? Right. And so we are in a small pool,
mm-hmm.
Population-wise. And if we have a problem, then we have a real problem.
Right.
As far as...
And the word will spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
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 So
us maintaining our reputation is very important. Not to say we're always perfect. There's times we have to say, you know what? We got that wrong. We need to correct mm-hmm. that.
But see, that's, to me, that's the sign of integrity right there. If there has been a mistake or something that you thought would work but didn't work, to me, that mm-hmm. is the sign of integrity, that you're willing to go back and say, all right, I didn't have, we didn't get the best results from that, so let's try this instead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's our goal every time. So at the end of the day, you have to choose who you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
But our reputation in this small area, because we're not operating in any other area. We're in the four states right here in the corners. We have clients in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. But as far as outside of this circle here, we don't go that far. We have some in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have our home area right here, we're in trouble.
Right.
So
yeah.
Maintaining that and working to serve our clients' needs is our number one goal.
Okay, well, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. a way of introducing yourself to folks who may be listening for the first time. You never know
that's
going to happen. So we'll continue the conversation with Charles Skank here on the Mighty 690. Who are we again? Oh, yeah, KGGF. 25 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Memorial Day Monday. I'm Bill Small, sitting here with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. And we're talking about building trust in a relationship, in a consumer relationship or a commercial relationship. And if let's just assume somebody's listening to us for the first time. You know, you're in here every Monday morning, every Monday morning, every Friday morning with your Ask the Experts segment. But if they're listening for the first time and they say, well, gee, Bill, that all sounds good, but how do I get to know this guy? How do I get to start building that trust relationship with him?
So there's several ways. We are having a Medicare 101 event June 14th and June 16th at Dickey's Barbecue in Independence.
There's just so much to be learned about Medicare.
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. It's 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And everyone is welcome. There's no age limit. You don't have to be on Medicare. You can be approaching Medicare, whatever. Have somebody that you care about that's on Medicare that you want to learn more about it. Any and all are welcome to attend. We have limited seating. You can call starting tomorrow, 620-331-8800. Reserve your spot. Like I said, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. on the June 14th and June 16th. That's Tuesday and Thursday. That's a neutral place. Just come there, listen to us, and learn more about us. That's number one.
I offer the suggestion that whatever you think you know about Medicare, put that in one hand. The stuff that you don't know about Medicare is going to more than fill that other hand.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
So it's a very worthwhile seminar you're offering. And the food's great, too. At Dickey's Barbecue.
That's right.
Yeah. And what are some other ways that we might get to know you? Like maybe just drop by the office?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have people that drop in and say, hey, I need to talk about this. Maybe my Medicare supplement price is becoming unmanageable. With inflation, we're more sensitive to pricing now just because we have to stretch our dollar more than we've ever had to before.
Ain't that the truth?
And so with a Medicare supplement, you can get an identical plan if you have your health, can go through underwriting. You can get a cheaper plan. I've saved people, you know, $50, $60, $70, $80 a month easily.
And that adds up.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And so, or on their drug plan. Maybe you're paying high drug prices. Maybe you have some expensive brand name drugs that you can't get any help for.
Right. They're not generic yet. You know,
right.
So you're going to pay the full brand name price. Yeah.
Right. We have solutions for that. And so drop in. Mm-hmm. We're happy to visit with our people that come in. You might not get to be seen immediately because there might be already somebody in an appointment, but we usually have gaps where we can.
You will be seen.
Yeah. Right.
So what are those locations again?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Also right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, 802 West 8th. Phone number in Independence is 620-331-8800. Right here in Coffeyville at 620-236-6930.
Okay.
236-6930.
All right. How's Gary doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great.
Meeting the whole family here, by the way. You had your son in here, was it a week ago, last week?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. We had a graduation this weekend in Tulsa for my niece. My sister, Elizabeth, has 7 kids.
I was one of 7.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was one of 7. Then mom and dad finally figured out what was causing that.
Bill came along and they said, we got to stop.
Oh, I was right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had an older brother, older sister, then me and my twin brother, younger brother, and 2 younger sisters.
Okay.
And then they said, you know, I think that's plenty.
What's your brother twin's name?
Well, his name was Bob. He passed away back in 2004. He had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I'm like the oldest surviving sibling at this point. So I declare myself king of the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no one to dispute that.
No one would dare.
Right.
I do have a nephew, however. My twin brother's, my late twin brother's son, Matt. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy. And when I do cast down the heavy burdens of office, I'll probably just declare him king, and there will be no need for a full full-fledged clan war.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, I do want to want people to know that we have a newsletter.
Oh, right, right.
That comes out once a week, and it includes two episodes of this show.
That's so another way to get to know you, too. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. In case you miss it, you can get signed up for that newsletter and include these two episodes, go right to your email. You can push play and listen to this. And we've been collecting names, mm-hmm. and our first episode or our first newsletter edition is getting ready to go out this week.
Excellent.
So just letting everybody know that's signed up that it's...
Well, put us on your mailing list so we can boast about it here on the radio, too.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. What you got planned for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go mow and...
Oh, you know how to party.
Drive home in the wind out here. I think I don't even have to start my motor.
Just put a sail up.
Just turn the steering wheel the right way and off you go.
You going to be grilling anything?
I think we'll be grilling this mm-hmm. afternoon.
And what time should we be by?
Oh, that's great.
All right, my friend. We'll see you on Friday here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's Gary Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC.